Talk Live. It is the live Sunday night edition, and we're starting off the second hour of tonight's show. With you, it's Stephanie.
And Osiris. Brian.
And Mark.
Wow, we've got a real live Egyptian god on our hands, huh?
Well, hey, it's the day of my wife, Ishtar, or Isis, or
whatever they call it.
Have you risen from the dead?
Actually, Ishtar did that.
Oh.
Few times.
See, I don't even
know. She even
know
got
why.
Hung by a meat hook.
Yuck.
Just like a cross, yeah, actually. Might as well be nails, meat hook, all the same.
Oddly similar, huh?
Yeah, oddly. Anyway.
A lot of these stories seem to recycle.
If you want to call us and recycle a story, or if you want to bring up something completely new, you can do that. That is why we call the show Free Talk Live. And, of course, we are live this Ishtar Sunday night. You can call us at 855-450-3733 or on Skype, lrn.fm.
The idea of rebirth is something that has gone on. I mean, this is what Easter's really about, new life, rebirth. And I think that's fascinating that, that same story has just this thousand millennia of momentum. And, you know, it doesn't matter to me, the names and the names can change or whatever, but that's, you know, I mean, it's neat. You know, you can change. Your life can be new tomorrow if that's what you want. That's available to you.
Yeah, that's an interesting idea, because if you're constantly just being born again, you know what I'm like, okay.
You shouldn't do it over and over again.
Well, but how many times is it appropriate to do that? How many do-overs do you get?
I don't know, but I suppose as many as you need to get it right, but you should keep trying to get it right.
I think it's the message should be, don't be a slave to your past. You know, I think that's a good one.
Right, yeah. You're not entirely the sum total of the things that happened to you in the past.
You can choose to be differently.
Right, you can choose that something's going to be different. Those things are still going to affect you, but you can choose that's different. And that's really freeing for a lot of people, because bad things happen in your past that, you know, may or may not be your fault. And
sure, but I see an element of denial in it sometimes.
Yes.
Like, you know, some people claim to be born-again virgins. Are you serious? You're telling me you're a born-again virgin?
I suppose you could have that for yourself. I don't know what it means. I mean,
no.
I don't know why you want virginity exactly. I mean, like, that would be the question that I would. I don't care if you want
question.
If you can born again, be a born again virgin. That's fine. But what did you want it for?
Yep.
And
as if somehow virginity is some special. I don't know.
Is it wrapped around guilt in some way? And
I think it's absolutely.
If it's wrapped around guilt, need to ask yourself why.
But being in denial about something that you feel guilty about isn't always healthy. You know, like there are born again Christians who are like, well, you know, I used to smoke crack and I ran over a few people in my car and. But now I'm a born-again Christian, so everything's fine.
I don't think that in and of itself, for me, isn't a particularly good explanation. But if something bad's happened in your life and you've turned around the way you behave, then, I mean, this idea of redemption is another idea that has this millennia of momentum behind it. People want to offer redemption. People want to offer mercy to somebody who's changed their life.
And sure.
I found that, being a convicted felon, that when I tell that story to people, it's very few. It's a very small percentage of the population that simply won't let me get past that. And that's fine. That they can have that too. And usually it speaks more about them than it does about me, to my mind.
Sure.
But, you know.
I just think that if you try to, like, move on and, like, forget about something and sweep it under the rug without actually processing what happened, then you're probably going to be repeating that thing over and over. It's called repetition compulsion.
I wouldn't doubt that that's the case. Yeah. You need to, you know.
Yeah, definitely process things.
Well, we have a special call on the line from St. James. He's actually calling
St. James
directly from paradise. So we have a line to heaven. Hello, St. James. Good day to you. You are on Free Talk Live, the Sunday show. St. James?
Mark. Hi, Mark.
Yes.
When I first heard about you being a convicted felon, I prejudged you, and it just so happened to be that I was going to tell your call screener, not knowing anything about the crime you had committed, that I bet it's a drug deal gone awry, and bingo. I almost immediately found out that to be the case when I was put on hold. I didn't say that to the call screener since I already.
Now, this isn't St. James. This is Witt.
But Witt's
James, Stephanie.
He's James.
You will call me James, please.
I guess I have no choice.
No, Mark, I'd also made a prejudicial...
I prefer to be referred to as Big Daddy Rhino Schwanz.
Yeah, I don't really want to talk to you, James, so I'm going to just end that call right now.
Everybody wants to hang up on poor Whit.
Oh, yeah, he's abused. He's oppressed, yeah. Get over it.
He has a bit of a complex in that arena.
Yeah.
He has to wait until I'm there in the first chair, and then he gets a full segment.
I was actually hoping that would be like an entertaining crank call.
It might have been. I don't know.
Yeah. I guess
he really pushed your buttons with the "you will call me James" thing. I know.
I will hang up on you. Well, we're going to talk now with Temper, I think, who's on the line on Skype. Hey, Temper, you're on Free Talk Live.
Turn off the audio on your radio thing there, yeah. Temper.
Well, I think I'm having some sort of problem here.
Okay. What's
can
on your mind?
Can you guys hear me well?
I can hear you just fine, yes.
Well, you guys were talking about kids and, like, the authoritarian nature of parenting.
Yes.
I think what happens is, I mean, it's a necessity because the previous generation kind of created the world, for lack of a better terminology. So it's their job to kind of teach what they created to their children. But what most parents, and this is what I found, most parents forget is it's kind of the child's job to teach the adult or the parent actually what really was created. Like, you know, I don't find it magical that the younger generations are the ones that are the libertarians, and they're challenging, you know, these notions of the state, and especially like speeding laws and drug laws and that kind of stuff.
Well, the baby boomers, they had their the flower child thing that they did, and you know, each generation has its its little sort of cultural revolution. I think that that politics, and at least in America, I don't know around the rest of the world, is turning more libertarian, and there's, you know, that's inexorable, it seems to me. And I find that, fascinating. I sort of have looked at the rise of socialism as an idea in the late 19th century, just to sort of get some clues as to what might happen. But there's some differences, because socialism feeds the state and centralized power, and so the people that want centralized power can pump your money into it and change that, whereas this is, libertarianism is, it's grassroots in a different way.
I don't know that I 100% agree with you. I mean, ideally, I guess you're right. But I mean, ideally, I think that the Constitution was supposed to create a different kind of republic. I think the same thing that corrupts, honest king or an honest republic, or I mean, the same forces that corrupt those would just corrupt an anarchy system, lack of system as well. I mean, like, for example, I've debated on freetalklive.com and the forums there.
I'm sure you felt very fulfilled after you're done.
Well, one of the things I debated was the topic that you brought up one day about drunk driving, and one of the replies was that is aggression, so it's a violation of NAP. So when you drive drunk, that's aggression. It was the claim. And I bring that up because with that kind of line of thinking, I mean, you can say anything's aggression. Any act that you don't deem appropriate is then aggression.
I wonder to myself, is negligence aggression? I think that there's, it really depends on one's view of aggression. If I gave a chimpanzee liquor and a handgun, like I might be responsible for some of the things it does.
Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sympathetic to the idea that intent or those circumstances doesn't matter. It just matters if someone gets hurt. But let's explore that more in moments here on Free Talk Live, the Sunday edition. 855-450-3733 is our number if you have thoughts. Stay tuned.
If you've got a 401k, IRA, or pension plan, I've got some really bad news for you. The IRS wants you to think these qualified plans are the best way to save for retirement. They give you a tax break when you contribute. Sounds good, right? Wrong. A qualified plan could be a tax disaster when you retire. With $17 trillion in debt, taxes are already going up. Imagine paying a top tax rate of 94% like the 1940s. There is a better way. It's an alternative the ultra-rich use that beats the pants off your IRA or 401k. It's been around for years. Your money grows tax-deferred, has no taxes in retirement, and no income taxes when you die. Plus, you can grow your money potentially double digits with no risk of losing money when the market crashes. If the market tanks like 2008, you lose nothing. Call 800-488-1677 now to get a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, to protect yourself from taxes and crashes. Just cover shipping and handling. The next 37 callers get a free trial to the Millionaire Black Box. 1-800-488-1677. Call 1-800-488-1677. 1-800-488-1677.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You're listening to the Live Sunday Edition. It's Stephanie with you tonight.
And Brian.
And Mark.
And you can call us here on Free Talk Live, where you can call and bring up anything that's on your mind at 855-450-3733.
So you can go to blockchain.info and get the best online wallet. That's blockchain.info. And it is, the wallet is encrypted right in your browser. They never have access to your bitcoins. So it's safe. Much safer than many of the wallets that are at these exchanges and that sort of thing. If that exchange goes down, a la Mt. Gox. You lose your bitcoins at blockchain.info. That can't happen. You have a backup. You can get your coins without ever. If blockchain disappears tomorrow, you can get your coins out of your wallet. Also, they got some great merchants.
You have your key backed up.
Yeah, well, you should. Mm-hmm. You need to do that.
Yeah. It's important to know, though.
They send that to you as soon as you.
They make it pretty easy to do, too.
That's right.
And they have tools to make it about as easy as anybody can possibly make it.
Yes.
Of their blockchain.info. And they have great merchant tools that they're rolling out at blockchain.com. I need to explore that a bit more. Brian, I wish you would, too, so that we can talk intelligently about it.
Absolutely.
But there's really some really great stuff coming down the pipe, blockchain.com.
Done. It's a cliffhanger. Well, it's very dramatic.
I can't speak intelligently about it. I haven't done the research enough to know exactly what's going on, but I need to, and I want to share it with my audience.
At the conferences we were attending, I heard Nick, who is the head of blockchain, he was saying that he's got some really, really slick UI improvements, user interface improvements, and that's really what it's all about for adoption, I think, is can the person just look at it and say, I know what I want to do, and they're doing their best to make that happen, so good for them.
All right, let's go to Skype and talk to Temper again. He's still on the line with us. Hey, Temper.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. So where did we leave off?
We were talking about parents and domination conversations.
I think it was about his drunk driving, a violation of the non-aggression principle.
Yeah. I was, just to finish my thought, I think at the very end of last segment, I was saying that I don't think intent really matters because, like, if you run someone over with a car, it doesn't matter if you didn't mean to. That person has still been hurt. And that's the essence of a crime or a wrong, is that it has a victim and something was taken away from the victim or done to the victim. And then they need to be made whole from that, right? So
I think
it doesn't matter if you do it accidentally or not.
I feel like there's a difference. I really do. I mean, if somebody, takes my kid, chops him up into little pieces, and eats him. Mm-hmm. It's the same as if he runs out in the street and he gets killed.
That's not something you could really do by accident.
Right. That's the thing is that there's a different, there's intent matters to some extent to me, and I think it's sort of a punitive way.
Well, if we're trying to determine if intent matters, we should look at something that could either be done accidentally or not, like running someone over with a car.
Yeah, sure.
I gave that example.
If you run somebody over intentionally with a car, I've got a much bigger problem with you than if you did it accidentally. And oftentimes, when it comes to cars, what are people doing in the middle of the road? I mean, did you have a stroke and your car veered off to the side and you hit somebody who was on the sidewalk where they were completely legitimately supposed to be? If so, are you responsible because you had a stroke? How much time should you spend in prison for that?
More importantly, what about kind of unrelated factors? Like, let's say the speed limit's 25. If a kid got accidentally ran over and the guy was going 20, 25, you're less apt to get angry, and more apt to get angry if, the person was going, say, 50.
Or 100.
But if you really think about the problem at hand, I mean, you had a kid that ran out in the street. If the person would have been going 55 instead of 50, they would have passed before the kid ran out in the street. So,
but
basically,
then it's just the end result that matters. Like, how bad did the kid get hurt if he got hurt? You know what I mean? It doesn't really matter how fast the person was driving. It just matters, did someone get hurt and how badly?
But there's a threshold on every parameter where it becomes kind of like this common judgment, I would say, where, like, people will judge other people's speeds. Like, if you're driving 5 over, you might consider that safe. But some guy passes you 10 miles an hour faster.
He's a lunatic.
He's a maniac. And so you everybody does this. They kind of judge somebody's behavior. So if somebody's doing a behavior that you judge inappropriate and then something bad happens, that's when they feel like they have some sort of moral imperative that they can punish that person. I think intent matters more than anything. I mean, if you intended to get behind that wheel and not pay attention for whatever reason, then, yeah, you're not a good driver. I don't know what should happen to you, but maybe you shouldn't be driving.
Well, what if you intend to get behind the wheel and murder someone and you miss or you screw up or your car doesn't start or whatever? Should you still be punished for that? No one's been hurt.
How far have you missed by? Because if you missed by a hair's breadth, I think that there's I've used this example with Ian while you guys were on vacation. Is if I've got a revolver and I run around with no bullets in the chamber and I run around with that revolver just clicking it at people's heads, I haven't caused any harm.
Yeah.
But I really am a problem. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think you could argue that you have caused psychological harm because you threaten them, and they don't know that there's no bullet in there, so they're very scared. And
somebody has psychological harm because they had a diesel pass them instead of a regular car. My God, I've breathed in too much of that black stuff. You know, I mean.
Okay, well, what if the person has a heart attack because they're scared? Did you kill them, or did they just die?
I think that in that case you can certainly make the argument that that would be a cause of that. But I also want people get scared all the time, and they have heart attacks all the time. My grandmother, she was 90, great grandmother, excuse me, she was 90 something years old. I asked her if she wanted a root beer popsicle. I haven't seen a root beer popsicle in a long time, by the way. And she said yes, and she had a heart attack shortly thereafter. I kind of believed
as a kid that
was, you know, like this was a sort of a trigger. I have no clue whether it was or not, and the best thing to think is no, it wasn't.
Yeah.
Something had to happen before she had a heart attack. So, you know, who knows?
I think the key here is more in not necessarily like how does this violate the NAP, blah, blah, blah. More about like what exactly, how is restorative justice enacted? What exactly is restoration, that what restoration can be involved?
Yeah.
And like what does that take? How does that take shape? I think that's more the thing to explore.
I agree.
Is what exactly do you do about restoration? Because then, you know,
The NAP is very focused, or the non-aggression principle is very focused on punishing people. Like, oh, you broke the non-aggression principle, you should be punished, right? Bad boy. But,
right.
Like, if we're thinking more of restoring what was taken from or done to the victim, then there has to be a victim. They have to have had some harm done to them, and they have to be compensated, you know, commensurate to what was done to them.
Yeah.
So I like that system better. But, Temper, any last thoughts?
I don't have time for any last thoughts.
Okay. Well, maybe you better call us back tomorrow night. Thank you for calling in tonight. This is Free Talk Live, the Sunday show, 855-450-3733. In crimes, does intent matter? Or is it all about the victim and what was done to them? What do you think? Free Talk Live.
Spring time is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy. In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday night show. The reason we call Free Talk Live is you can call in about anything. Open phone show. The number to call in is 855-450-3733 or on Skype at lrn.fm.
So I told you in the last segment, the best online wallet at blockchain.info. This segment I'm going to tell you how to get some bitcoins. You can go to cashintocoins.com, and they make it easy for you. The instructions there are clear, safe. It's the service is safe, fast, legal. By the way, they have their MSB license. They are licensed money business. MSB, what the heck does that stand for? Is it money?
Money services business.
Money services business.
What I want to know is who did they have to get friendly with to have that happen?
I don't know. They're just, for whatever, that was the claim there. I think they have the information online, so you can go check it out.
But you have to have one of those in all 50 states. So usually what they do is work with some bank who already has it in all 50 states. And so maybe that's what happened.
Indeed. So go cashintocoins.com. They got great rates over there. As a matter of fact, if you any order under $40, there's no fee. You can use a money order, check, wire transfer, cashintocoins.com.
All right. Let's go to the phones. We do have a couple of calls on the line. Roger is listening in Iowa. Hi, Roger. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, Stephanie, Mark, and Brian. Hey, I was just cruising across Interstate 80 in Iowa, and it's Dan, and there you guys were. By the way,
cool.
It's
welcome.
St. Roger. St. Roger, but you can call me Roger. anyway, Stephanie, you said something about the three-fifths clause earlier, and I was wondering if you could expand on what you think that three-fifths clause was for.
That's an interesting question. I don't think I've ever thought about the potential hidden motivations of it, but what you're taught in school is that, there were all these southern states and they wanted to have people, masses of people to count.
Voting power.
As far as, basically voting power, which would translate into representatives in Congress. And they said, well, what are we going to do about all these slaves? And let's, you know, they're obviously not the same as a white person, so let's count them as three-fifths of a person, so three out of every five counted or whatever for representation purposes. But as far as other reasons that might have been in there, I haven't really thought about that.
No, when you said it, I guess I took it out of that maybe you didn't tell me what you just told me. For the average person going down the road that don't know any history about it, a lot of people think that it's just the white man wanted to put that in there to make them less of a person. And it was all about voting. Mm-hmm. The abolitionists in the North wanted to limit the Southern numbers so that they couldn't be overwhelmed, you know, in time. And which was a good idea, I believe. It was one step closer to get the, you know, abolished altogether. Also, I stumbled across something here a few days ago that kind of shocked me about the history of when slavery actually got going and what was behind that. And without going into a long history of it, if you just Google Anthony Johnson, slave owner, I think you'll be surprised.
Anthony who?
Anthony Johnson.
Anthony.
Slave owner.
I think he was like the first black slave owner or something like that. Isn't that right?
He was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Blacks owned
slaves.
Yeah. They did in Africa, too. There were African kings who had slaves.
Well, slavery is, you know, this idea that has gone back as far as recorded history.
Yeah.
And I'm certain farther than that.
In most in the world, as I understand it, it ended sort of on its own without having to
chattel slavery did, but I would contend that citizenship is still slavery.
Yeah.
I mean,
if a
government can claim a portion of your land, can claim a tax on your land and claim a tax on your labor, I mean, what are you? But, you know, they're
right.
Tax livestock.
Absolutely right. Can I say one more thing?
Sure.
You guys got a great show.
Thanks.
Oh, thank you so much, Roger. I appreciate your call tonight. And yeah, sometimes we don't have time to fully explain or flesh out everything that we say. So I always appreciate it when someone calls in and said, well, you know, that wasn't quite clear. Let's get into that a little
bit. Yeah.
Oh, I'd love to see how many angels can dance on the head of a pin. So, I mean, obviously, every state wants to count as many living, breathing individuals in that state in order to have more power in the federal government.
Yeah. I was going to say, I don't know why they were so concerned about voting. Maybe they didn't realize that voting barely matters too much, you know.
Well, the smaller the pool, the more the vote matters. I mean, if there's three of us in here and we're deciding on what's for dinner and I say pizza and you guys say ribs, then we're having ribs because that's the way it is.
Why can't everybody just have their own dinner, exactly what they want?
Yeah, and well, that's really the problem, is that more freedom makes for a better society, but those that centralize power and benefit from centralized power just don't want you to have your pizza.
Indeed. Let's talk to Bill. He's listening in Village Ridge, Montana. Is that right? Hi, Bill. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. No, Village Ridge, Missouri.
Village Ridge, Missouri. Thank you. I'm sorry about that. What's
no,
on your mind?
Fine. I just tuned you guys in. I listen to KTGO all the time, and I just heard your show tonight, and it's like I got to call in on your first hour about fairness and how people rich and poor and all this. You know, that's what all we want is to be fair. And when you sit there and you look at a Congress and a Senate that has the insight to know on insider training in Wall Street before it actually happens, you know, it's just kind of wrong that, you know, they have all the perks and all the things going on.
Yeah.
And we have to sit here and figure out what we want to invest in or what we're wanting to do. And they can just call their broker and say, hey, I hear this is going to go up tomorrow at 10:30 in the afternoon or morning, so go ahead and buy some shares on it now.
And yeah, wouldn't you like to be their broker?
Well, yeah. I mean, all their brothers and mothers and sisters get to know this. I mean,
sure.
You know, fair.
It's really, there's a different set of rules for some people, and, you know, the rules mainly apply to us, and there's very severe penalties if we break them, even if we don't agree with them, but they don't really apply to the rich and powerful, the oligarchs.
Well, but I wouldn't say rich and powerful. I don't mind Bill Gates. I don't mind the person who ran Apple. I don't mind
Steve Jobs.
Last name. I don't mind any of them people. I don't mind somebody who owns a restaurant and has a pizza shop and then opens up a second and a third and a ninth and a tenth.
You're talking about productive rich. So there's a difference between productive rich and this parasite class.
Yeah.
And well, so there's different types of rich, and let's talk about them real quick. There's people who get rich like you're talking about with using the government in whatever way, shape, or form they use the government, insider deals or whatever, to get wealthy. There are people that produce something and, you know, made other people's lives better, and then those that are born into it. The people that use the government are evil. The people that create something are saints. The people that are born into it are generally just disdained by the rest of us. I don't know why, but they are.
It's like Chelsea Clinton. Here she is walking in New York streets, which I can't believe she actually said it, but she's walking down New York, and she sees this building she likes to walk in, and she buys an $11 million apartment up there, or a house, or whatever. Wow. You want to call them things. And it's like, you know, she hasn't done a darn thing in life to earn even minimum wage for anything. And here she is. She's got $11 million to put down. And all the Democrats do is scream about the rich and the famous and the you know, offspring getting everything. And
oh, yeah, that's a laugh. They've got the same thing going on, totally.
And by the way, when it comes to the offspring getting things, when you're talking about the death tax, as it were, the fact is that wealthy people, they know how to use trusts and these kind of things to get around this stuff. It's the middle class that loses everything to the estate tax, mm-hmm. in many cases.
Well, and if you really think about it, they got a new way you can do your death tax now. Kind of sick, but if you want to, you can go out and marry anybody you want, boy or girl, and then the money goes to them. Hey, I don't care if it's your next door neighbor or your aunt or your uncle. I mean, get around this estate tax now.
Sure.
Yeah, but most of us want to give our money to our children.
Hey, you know, if you got a son and he's over 18, nothing wrong with having a party and saying, come on over, everybody, and have a party, and both of you go home.
Thanks, Bill. This is Free Talk Live, the Sunday show. It's 855-450-3733.
Going on at mathgate.info, a Bitcoin treasure hunt. You can find Bitcoins by proving theorems. So learn some logic, do some math, find some Bitcoins. Even better, mathgate.info is designed to be used anonymously. So connect to mathgate.info through Tor, prove some theorems, find some anonymous Bitcoins. Don't wait. Others are already searching for the Bitcoins. Go to mathgate.info today and join the treasure hunt. There are anonymous Bitcoins to be had for the taking at mathgate.info.
Inventory isn't about products, kid. It's about money. Products sitting on shelves is money sitting on shelves. I hate overstock. I hate understock. I hate wasting time. I hate wasting money. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger KeepStock solutions help us manage our facility's inventory, so we have exactly what we need when we need it. No more, no less. It's inventory management my way. Get it? Got it? Good. Visit Grainger.com/KeepStock for more information. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganix.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free 855-450. Free. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday night show. Yes, we are live on this Easter Ishtar Sunday.
Thank you.
It's Stephanie with you.
And Brian.
And Mark. You can go get archives of Free Talk Live for free. Archives.freetalklive.com. We've got the last 7 days of the show right on the front page at freetalklive.com. But you can get years and years worth of the show back at archive.freetalklive.com. And most shows they charge you for this. We don't. It's free. Archives.
Yeah, thousands of hours of content. That's pretty good.
That's right. And if you've got a long commute, you need something to listen to while you're working out, we've got it. Archives.freetalklive.com.
All right. Well, Free Talk Live is a show where you can call in with your thoughts, anything that's on your mind, at 855-450-3733. We have been discussing this article about America's government actually being an oligarchy, which means rule by the kind of rich and powerful, not a democracy or a republic like you may have been told. But we do actually have a couple of calls on the line that I would like to get to. So let's talk first with Paul, listening in Asheville, North Carolina. Hey, Paul, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Call in with a little bit of additional clarity regarding the three-fifths compromise.
Okay.
Y'all said a few things made me wonder if you maybe weren't there yet. It wasn't about who could vote, but about how people were counted for the purpose of apportioning Congress.
In other words,
how many representatives in Congress a given state would have. The northern states wanted slaves not to be counted at all. And the southern states, of course, wanted them counted 100%. So the compromise was actually a little bit better for the demise of slavery than counting them as whole people would have been. But the way the story is often portrayed was that it was an act of disrespect toward the slaves, which is, as I read the facts, certainly not true.
No, I don't think it is particularly. You can certainly make the argument that the natives people, right in that same clause is, well, they don't get it. They don't get counted at all. And certainly the government had a lot to do with them. I think that it was far bigger diminishment of Native Americans than it was of anybody else. But none of this makes any sense to me. If you're going to apportion Congress and only let a certain amount of people vote, it should only be the white male landowners that get counted.
Well, okay, we're mixing two different issues here, though. It's the issue.
I don't think so.
No, it is. On one hand, we have the issue of who is counted for the purpose of apportioning Congress.
And on the other hand, that's what I'm talking about.
On the other hand, we have the issue of who is allowed to vote. Now,
why would you count anything but voters?
I'm not talking about what I would do. I'm talking about what was done. And the fact
I understand that.
We have two different.
Right. None of it makes any sense to me. I understand, and I was clear on that from the beginning. But I'm just saying, I'm just sort of saying, this doesn't make any sense. Do you think it makes any sense?
In a way, it does.
Okay.
You know, because, again, we have the issue of we're representing, we're putting one person in the House of Representatives per so many people in a given state, as opposed to the other question of who can vote or cannot vote. Because, you know, it wasn't, is it the job of Congress to simply represent people who vote? I would say not.
Well, apparently it's the job to represent the moneyed interests, but, you know.
That's what it's
certainly
really...
In some cases, that certainly winds up to be the case. I would argue that in many cases it is not. I certainly want to believe that we have people in Congress that are attempting to do the best they can for their constituents. And
how many do you think it is?
Yeah, I'm curious, too.
Oh, gosh, that's... Who knows that? I mean, you know,
I'm thinking it's sub single digits is
well,
what I'm guessing.
This study that was an impetus for this original discussion about the Constitution, this study done by Princeton University found that actually people's opinion literally doesn't matter at all. Like if they're not part of the oligarchy, they said in this paper, the preferences of the average American appear to have only a minuscule, near zero, statistically non-significant impact upon public policy. And, yeah, that resonates with me.
I would argue that that is because we let it be so. You know,
who's we?
How many people actually participate in the process or attempt to do so?
I do, but it doesn't seem to make a difference. I mean,
well, it depends on how many of us do it.
Isn't that kind of blaming the victim?
No, not at all. If you don't go to work, whose fault is it that you're broke?
You know, well, yeah, if I don't go to work, if I work, I get paid money individually.
Right.
Don't paint yourself a victim because you don't go to work and you're broke. Don't paint yourself a victim because...
But I do vote. That's the thing.
Right, and I agree. I'm going to work at that place. I didn't consent to the whole system. Oh, well, you have to spend all your time unpaid, you know, lobbying Congress to maybe get some minuscule gain in freedom.
Furthermore,
look,
I've got a theory.
I voted,
about this.
I've run for office, and nothing makes a difference.
Well, you know, then you're done. If you believe
you're just not trying hard enough, Mark.
Then you can't. But my theory is that everybody in this country involved themselves in the process. If everybody in this country let their elected representatives, and what is their first and primary objective? It's to get reelected, right? If everybody in this country was communicating regularly with their elected representatives, you could not buy a vote in D.C. with a suitcase full of money.
I think you're absolutely wrong. The fact is that Australia,
95% of the time,
Australia has a mandated vote, and the, you know, moneyed interests and lobbyists have just as much power there as they do
a
here.
Mandated vote. I didn't say anything about voting, did I?
It's 100%.
I did not say if everybody went out and voted, did I?
You said involve themselves, but so I mean,
how involved
much,
can you get?
How much time should we have to? How much time should we be required to spend?
However much it takes, and the more of us are spending the time, the less time each of us have to spend to do it.
I just think that this is an unworkable solution.
Yeah, I think
I can only control one body. I've got one living and breathing life, and I have spent way too much of it on lying, stinking, slimy politicians in Washington, D.C.,
yeah.
And I haven't changed anything doing it. Mm-hmm. I say what we should do is saw Washington, D.C. off, let it float out into the Atlantic Ocean, and then start over.
And then and depend on some non-aggression principle where we play games like defining drunk driving as aggression.
Well, I think that that's people talking about minutia, but I mean, don't you think that that people should have personal responsibility, own property?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, the non-aggression principle applies 90-something percent of the time, and then there's these few instances where libertarians love to talk about, well, is this aggression? Is that aggression? It's hard to know.
Yeah, but you know what? Whatever the principle is that you find your central governing principle, somebody still has to enforce it.
Well, what's the central governing principle of the Republican Party?
You're still depending upon people who we all know are fallible and imperfect and subject to graft to enforce that. So So you're just going to trade one evil.
So why have government at all?
I don't know that that's the case, and what my contention would be is that people that believe in the non-aggression principle should be able to try something new and not be prevented because of the current laws. I mean, we have a system that stifles innovation.
Okay, well, what you're talking about is looking for a place to set up a new government someplace, and I'm not sure.
Well, why not set one up here? I mean, this is a free country, right?
Well, that's, we often call it that.
It's not.
Right.
Paul,
thank you. And your point. Thank you for calling in. We gotta move on, but thanks for calling.
Enjoy chatting with you. Take care.
Thank you.
Appreciate it, Paul. Mark, I think we should just stop doing the show right now because we really have to lobby Congress and get involved in the political system. I don't think we should be doing this.
I send emails every single week to my Congress critter asking them to do one thing or the other. And if they do it, they didn't do it because I sent them an email. Yeah, I believe that a preponderance of emails will stop something.
Well, it didn't stop the bailout. Remember the bank bailout?
But it did stop the SOPA thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, if there's enough stuff and they don't make enough money off of it, the bailout was going to be all kinds of money for them and their friends.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't stop the bailout. That's absolutely true.
I don't send emails. I have stopped, and I feel a lot happier because of it. And my solution is to peacefully opt out whenever I can and try to live as free as I can within the world that we have.
I think it's just flagellation on my part.
I think if we did actually communicate, like you suggested, between people, we'd probably find out, wait a minute, we're communicating with each other. We can come up with decisions on our own. We don't need any middleman. We don't need anybody. We don't need government at all. I think that's what would happen.
Yeah. Well, it's a really interesting discussion, and there's more coming up just like that here on Free Talk Live. You can call with your thoughts at 855-450-3733. Do we need government, or is it an old, obsolete idea? More coming up.
Pay attention to the small things, kid. Small things matter. Small problems become big problems. Take a transformer. Rain leaks into a transformer. Insulation system breaks down. Insulation system breaks down. Copper windings overheat. Copper windings overheat. Transformer blows. Transformer blows. Facility goes dark. Facility goes dark. Kid, you don't want to know what happens next. That's why I use Grainger. Grainger helps keep small problems from turning into big problems. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Stop harming your body with coffee from grocery stores or most chains. Start making a difference one cup at a time. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer you a free pound of BuzzBox coffee. It's organic, so no harmful pesticides or toxins. Shade grown, meaning less acidity and no heartburn. Try the best of the best for free. Just cover shipping. 10% of future purchases go toward helping us give the gift of human freedom around the globe with at least 100 microloans via World Vision. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.